I'm sorry to anybody who's squeamish, but you have to know what would happen to me.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Alice.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Dan Kramer, comes from our December 2014 show, Frozen, at Agape in San Francisco.
Enjoy!
Our next storyteller is Dan Kramer. Dan is a PhD student at Berkeley who studies cellular biology. He thinks anyone who says they enjoy the cold is lying, and he won't be convinced otherwise. Dan.
I would like to tell you the story of the coldest I've ever been. I want to preface this first with saying I grew up, as I guess every other storyteller did, a little bit north of Boston, and I went to school in Montreal, which is so cold. In Montreal, you learn that Celsius and Fahrenheit meet at negative 40, which you only seem to see when you're in a city that reaches negative 40. It's also the temperature at which your contacts freeze. Also, that sucks. That's not the story. When I was young, I had this issue where whenever I laughed really hard, I would pee my pants. apparently some people are empathetic. Now, I also laughed really easily. So if you pee when you laugh and you laugh easily, it means you pee really easily in any circumstance. But I knew this, and my whole family knew this, so we were all prepared, we're all in on the joke. Holidays would involve making fun of me to the point where I peed my pants. That's neither here nor there. It was fun. But imagine that, but now there's urine coming out. So I was 12 years old, and what 12-year-old boys did that time during birthday parties was have sleepovers, and you just do stuff with sleepovers, you just do crazy things, stay up all hours, listen to music, make inappropriate jokes, talk about boobs, so kind of what you do at 12 years old. But I knew this going into it. I was going to, let's say his name was Mike Glosier, although it's not exactly his name. I was going to Mike Glosier's house for a sleepover. And I knew, I said, Daniel, listen, you have an issue with peeing your pants. And these kids are very funny. So bring an extra pair of pants, dummy. Just do it. So I did. It was the best decision I've ever made. So I go to the sleep. Mind you, this is in January. In Boston, it's chilly. January, it's cold outside. In the third floor of this kid's house. And the night starts off easy. Have a little bit of pizza. Have some ice cream. Not too many fluids. Because that's dumb when you pee yourself very easily. Things are going well. I made it through the dinner process. We're upstairs. Boys will be boys. And the first time disaster struck, we're listening to the Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me, which is pretty funny if you're 12 years old. I don't know what it is about the line, to be a true player, you have to know how to play, but I lost it. I lost it real good. But I was a smart kid. I was like, you know, I brought my underwear, brought an extra pair of undies. So I go to my sleeping bag. I was like, hey, guys, I go to the bathroom. A lot of soda. So I run to the room, get my underwear that's at the bottom of my sleeping bag, run to the bathroom, put it on, take the semi-soiled underwear, run back to the room, stuff it into my sleeping bag. Nobody's the wiser. Nobody's the wiser. I know. I was there. Twelve-year-olds like to play a lot of games that involve one-upping each other. I'm not a large man now, wasn't then. Some other kids were weightlifting in this kid's weight set. And I was watching because I was too weak to help. And this kid bit off a little bit more than he could chew, put a little bit too much weight on, and he was struggling his way to putting up this bench press. And while everybody was freaking out as to how to help this kid out, I was laughing. I was laughing way too hard at how much trouble he was having, and leaked through my second pair of underwear, my contingency underwear. That was the one thing I had left. So, I made a deal with the devil. I took off the underwear. I put it in the bottom of the sleeping bag. And I throw caution to the wind. The night goes on. I'm able to avoid disaster for the most part. It's now 3 a.m. Sleep deprived. Had too much Pepsi. And we're all fighting, because it's 3 a.m., and that's what 12-year-old boys do. We're fighting about who turned the lights on, if turned the lights off, if we should close the window. Why wouldn't you close the window when it's January in Boston? I don't know, because you're 12 years old, and it's a great thing to do at the time. So I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm lying in this sleeping bag, and my toes are just touching this soiled underwear. I'm sorry to anybody who's squeamish, but you have to know what happened to me. I'm sitting there, and there's arguments happening, and one thing leads to another, and people are screaming, and one kid gets up and just starts doing jumping jacks. Why is that funny? I don't know, but it was so... The comedic timing was impeccable. Now, to be honest, and to my credit, there was not much left in me. There's only bladder can only hold so much, so it wasn't that bad. But it still happened. So I'm sleeping. It's now 4 a.m. in a sleeping bag, in a room that couldn't have been more than 40 degrees. I'm sure it was warmer than that. It doesn't matter. And my toes are soaking wet and frozen. And I'm like, there's no way this can get worse. I know. It does. If you didn't get the implication, it gets worse. My friend Mike Glozier loved playing hockey. I didn't. But we were all invited to go watch him play hockey the next day at 7 a.m. in the morning. Hockey rinks are cold. Very, very cold. And my underwear was very, very cold, but I had to wear it. So, yeah, I just couldn't go there without any underwear to a hockey rink. I had principles. I was 12. I wasn't an animal. So, I'm sitting in a hockey rink wearing a pair of wet underwear, and I'm 12 years old, ashamed of myself. And my mother comes and picks me up, and she asked me how it went. And I said it was the worst night of my life. It was the worst night of my life. Thank you.
I love that you told that story. There's Dan. That was amazing.
If you liked this story, please rate us on iTunes to help more people find our podcast. If you would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go to our website, spokespeople.org, for more information. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production by Gene Goldstein Plesser at the San Francisco Bureau of the Mangrove Institute for Higher Learning and Audio Technical Production. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. The event was hosted by Elizabeth Simone. Event coordinated by Rebecca Stevater. And event photography by Chris Coster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.